Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mintwave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
So welcome to the show. I'm Karen Roberts, and today I'm going to be talking about how to create content that's going to attract or even create your ideal client, whether you're a guest or whether you're a host. Now, when I started interviewing coaches for my podcast, I didn't really have that much of a formula. Yes, I was getting them to share their story, what is it they do, who they help. But the way you do it is really important so that you cover all bases. So whether you're guesting on other people's podcast, rather than stating what it is you do, as in, I'm a mindset coach, I'm a business coach, it really doesn't give the listeners enough information of what it is you do. So what we found is when you actually showcase what the big promise is that you offer when people actually come and work with you, which we found seems to be really tricky for some people. They want to list the benefits. Now, for me, if I was to just list all the benefits or list all the things that we do, people would be incredibly bored because we set up people with their own podcast. We do all the post-production work. Trust me, all the work that goes behind the scenes is pretty dull. So what I tend to say is I help coaches get back their time while scaling their business and having fun through podcasting. So we're always talking about the end result. Nobody really wants to know the specific steps they've got to go through to get there. In fact, it might actually overwhelm them or put them off. So even if you're a guest, yes, you want to introduce yourself. You want to pre-frame the episode and whatever your title is and what it is you do, but then share a little bit about what inspired you to help XYZ person, whoever your audience is, get XYZ result. What is the end game that people will get? What is the end result that people will get when they actually work with you? Yes, you can showcase this through stories. I always share my story about why we're doing what we're doing now and how things have changed. So rather than thinking about what it is you do, who you help and how you help them, future pace it. Think about what is the big promise that you offer your potential client. Then showcase what the process is. How do you help people get that specific result? Now, a lot of people don't want to give their secrets away, but why not showcase exactly how you help somebody get that result? Because trust me, they're not going to go and do it by themselves. If you've demonstrated clearly enough how you're going to help people get that result, they're more likely, when they're ready, actually come to you. So this is your opportunity to shine. This is your opportunity to showcase that you are the expert in your field. So once you've shared with them your specific process on how you help people get that result, you could then deal with what are the internal limiting beliefs that people that could be your prospective client need to overcome before they actually start working with you. And that means that the listener, if they're having that internal limiting belief, they're going to resonate with that and realize that you're going to help them overcome that. You can also go over the external limiting beliefs. In general, these seem to be time or money. But if you showcase this throughout the episode, if you're being a guest, then you're dealing with everything. You're dealing with the objections before they even come up. And then lastly, well, what should the listeners do next? And what happens so often on my podcast, even when I tell the guests not to do this, They want to give everything. And trust me, I've done it myself. You get caught up. It's almost, there's a fear of missing out on connecting with somebody. You want to give your Facebook link, your LinkedIn link, all your different social media platforms. Whereas the best thing to do is to give them something specific that gives value so that you can bring them into your world. So what giveaway, what free giveaway do you have that would resonate with the topic that you've been speaking about so that you can get the listener to come in and become a lead for you? So that's really an overview for if you're just guesting on podcasts, but it really is the same formula if you're a host, but it's going to be slightly different because if you're doing individual solo episodes and you're interviewing maybe previous clients or current clients or other experts in your niche, you really want to follow the same formula and ask those same questions. What inspired you to help people get XYZ result? What is your process? How do you help them do this? Then ask them, what do you think slows people down? Or what do you think holds people back from reaching out to someone like yourself? You can ask the questions. And then, yeah, what should the listeners do next? So whether you're a guest or a host, it's exactly the same process. And then if you're doing solo episodes, again, you can just pick one specific topic per episode and still use the same formula. So for instance, for me, I would say that, yeah, in the beginning, we didn't have this strategy in place. Our business was completely disjointed because we were doing so many different things. And it wasn't clear to the listener what it is we did. So once we had our whole podcast in alignment with everything that we do, with our vision, with our purpose, everything seemed a lot easier. And it only needed some tweaking because we had been going so long. So our advice now is that if you're starting a podcast, going back to what I said in episode 207, create it with the end in mind so that everything is in alignment. For instance, this episode, how to create the right content that is going to attract or create your ideal client. Think about your whole business. What is the end game that if people are going to work with you, the result that they're going to get, and go through what is the process? So for us, yes, they need information on how to start a podcast. They need information on how to create the right content to attract their right client. They need to know how to turn the listeners into leads, which I'll do in a few weeks. They need to know how to grow their listener numbers, how to increase their downloads so that they can use their podcast as a vehicle to drive their business and sales. So you can pick one particular point at a time and then go through the same process. When you're mapping out your shows, break down what are the different pain points that you need to cover. Think about one particular story that's going to showcase maybe that problem. Share your process, cover the limiting beliefs that people may have. And then offer the next logical step, whatever that may be. Now, that may be different each episode. That's not a problem because if you see your podcast as a whole ecosystem, each podcast is designed to build on the next one. If within each episode you're showcasing how you can help them, it will be clear. So your podcast is the first point of call. Then you're going to bring them into your world with some kind of giveaway, ideally that's not a cheat sheet, PDF, something they've got to download, because that's too many steps. They've got to go and validate their email. Then they've got to click on a link to download the cheat sheet. Then they've got to go through it. Maybe it could be just a video, or if you're doing podcasts, you know that people are already listening to audio content. So you could actually create an immersive experience for the listener in audio, a bit like binging Netflix. Instead, it's on audio. They're already listening to podcasts, so give them a few podcast episodes that will create an experience for the listener and give them something to walk away with at the end. Now they're in your world, you can continue to nurture through emailing, through keeping in touch with them, letting them know when your next episode is out. And then what we teach is, after that, it may be better to actually give them an experience where they can come and spend time with you. So what we do is we run 4-hour live virtual events where we do a bit more of a deep dive into the process that we teach. And this doesn't have to be a big presentation. We don't use slides. It's very interactive. It's very conversational. It's an opportunity for you to turn up and serve the people in the room. And throughout those 4 hours, people are going to know whether they want to work with you or not. So you don't even have to do a pitch at the end. It's more of an invitation. If you've demonstrated throughout your workshop in more detail than your podcast how you actually help someone, they're more likely to come in and book a call with you. And what this means is rather than it being a sales call, it's more of an onboarding call because they should, by that time, have enough information for them to make an informed decision of whether you are the right fit for them. So that really is our process. Podcast, giveaway, which is an experience, whether that's video or audio, into a live virtual event, which is a lot longer, more in depth. You get to show up and serve, and then onto a call, which is more of an onboarding call. Now, I know for many, that may sound like that's even more work to do on top of what you're currently doing. If you're constantly posting on social media and you are currently running a load of sales calls, that might be too much. But when you use that formula, it's exactly the same for each podcast. It's exactly the same, really, for your giveaway. It's exactly the same for your live virtual event. It's just going deeper. So you're not actually having to come up with loads of different things, but you're doing more of a deep dive. And I'm not sure why, but I think some people are afraid to do that because they feel like they're giving their best stuff away for free. But as I said earlier, in my personal opinion, the opposite is true. Give them something they want. So on our workshop, we give them that blueprint so they go away crystal clear with that whole process. And then if they're really looking to, okay, take action on it, what we do, and this is obviously paid, is we run implementation days. Because as I said a couple of episodes ago, is that putting it into action is the hardest part. And so many people put off. What we found personally is when we were just providing the platform, just setting up somebody's podcast without giving them the strategy, without giving them the process, many didn't continue. And if you look at the stats, many podcasters don't make it past episode 10. Where are we? This today is episode 209. So again, we've shown that we are committed to showing up. That in and of itself helps on the know and trust because you've been there for a while. So this is my advice to people is 80% of it is just showing up, is making that commitment and showing people that you're not going anywhere, that it's safe for somebody to come and work with you. That's going to be a lot of the work in and of itself. But again, people, I don't know, they just put off actually publishing their first episode. So again, even having that process of even the questions to ask, whether it's asking a guest or whether it's the questions that you're going to answer for your solo episode, what we do is I get rid of that issue and I actually interview our clients myself. So for your first podcast episode, it will be me interviewing you. So you get to showcase your whole business as episode one. And like anything in life, when you do something once, rather than reading about it, watching a video about doing it, but actually doing it, it's so much easier for you to repeat the process. And that's why we run the implementation days, because hindsight's a wonderful thing. It's easy when you're doing it, but for somebody that's thinking about doing it, it's very easy to overthink it and talk yourself out of doing it. So what we do is we try and eliminate all of that. I'll record it. We'll do all the post-production work for it. So we're showing you all the necessary steps that need to be done in the post-production side of it, because again, that can put people off. But trust me, it does get easier. When you're clear on the specific steps that are needed to go through once you've recorded your show, it gets easier each week, right? So we take that away from everyone and we will do it for them so that they have a clear plan on what needs to be done with every episode. And like I say, when you do this right, you will actually get back your time. It's not that I'm not on social media, but the way we do it, just using our podcast, it just means I don't have to come up with new content all the time. We stick to using our podcast in different formats and make it easier. So even on the implementation day, we will go through that with you so that you have everything set up. You have one episode ready to publish, which means you can submit it to all podcast platforms. You only do it the once. And then every time you publish a new episode, it automatically goes out on all platforms. So we've tried to take the overwhelm out of the whole process because we get it. I can remember what it was like when I first started podcasting and trying to remember all the different things that you need to do to put it out there, to grow the audience. So if somebody had told me this at the beginning, it would have been a lot easier for us to grow a lot quicker. And then for some, they might want to still have us do the post-production work if they want to get their time back. And if not, no problem either. When you have that strategy in place and with using ChatGPT, which I'll show you how to use for this specific part of the process, you can do it yourself when you are clear on what needs to be done. So my advice to anybody out there who wants to use podcasting as a way to drive their business, if you're a coach, it is the most fun way of working, in my personal opinion. And like I said, it is going to actually get back your time and you can scale it. So wherever you're at on your journey, if you're just thinking about starting a podcast, yeah, we've got our workshop and I'll put the link in the notes. But if you're ready to take action, maybe join us for our implementation days. Just get started.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode.